In 1656, James Harrington wrote in Oceans that every man, either to his terror or consolation, has some sense of religion. As we have traveled across the United States, we have become increasingly aware of the necessities of bringing the relics and the lives and legends of the saints to schoolchildren. It is very apparent that this ministry can keep the saints alive in the hearts and minds of the faithful, while educating and evangelizing the faithful and curious alike. It is with this in mind that we have decided to create a special organization that will specifically target the primary and secondary Catholic schools throughout the United States. As I have flown between cities, from cathedral to cathedral, I have often looked out the window at the vastness of America. There is so much open space dotted with small towns and villages. As I looked down, I saw a tremendous need, a need to travel throughout the United States, from town to town, parish to parish. The faithful in large cities often get the opportunity and spiritual benefits of participating in special events at the diocesan level, while the faithful of surrounding areas do not. In the same spirit of the early traveling pilgrims who visited the shrines throughout Europe, I would like to create a traveling exhibit and catechism program based on the lives of the saints, but in this case, bring it to the people. A 5-year program approved and endorsed by the Catholic Church hierarchy and privately funded could educate as well as evangelize the youth of America. In the Catholic school system, where actual Catholic student enrollment is mixed with non-Catholic, this could allow the children to take home stories of the saints. This would be a perfect form of ecumenism without watering down doctrine or dogma. The parents of the Catholics and non-Catholic students could publicly venerate the saints at their local parish. The mission of the ICHR is to bring school children, the faithful, and the curious alike to Christ through the lives of the saints. To Christ through the saints is not a novel concept. It has been the base of evangelists from the first moment Christ sent out the apostles to teach all nations. Our goal is to create an opportunity for the education and public veneration of the remains of the saints. By this method, the faithful and inquisitive have the occasion to become aware of the lives and legends of the saints, their life struggles, their trials and tribulations, and the holy perseverance that was the pathway to heaven. The tactile presence of an actual remain or artifact from that individual links the past to the present to the future. In a book, A Woman of No Importance, Oscar Wilde wrote, "The only difference between a saint and a sinner is that every saint has a past and every sinner has a future."